KFDI, hello.
Hey, it's Steve Shippey with Haunting in the Heartland.
Steve Shippey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. I appreciate you calling. And I'm gonna get the fanboying stuff out of the way here real fast. My wife and I have watched you long before this new series of yours, Haunting the Heartland, came along, because we loved the A Haunting series, most of it taken up and around Saginaw, and, you know, A Haunting on Potter Station and so on and so forth. Man, I love the way you investigate the paranormal.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Been a fan of yours for years because, one, the evidence you gather is really compelling, but two, your approach is really top-notch. It's not hokey. It's not weird. It's not goofy. You're very serious about what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely take it very serious. And, you know, and we're still doing the Haunting series. In fact, we were shooting for 17 hours straight and still awake, and we're finishing up Haunting on Brockway Street 2.
Wow. Okay. All right. So we're going back to Brockway Street on that. And again, if you listening have not checked out Steve Shippey on any of the Haunting series, Amazon Prime is where I went ahead and binged it. I encourage you to do it before the new series hits, which is hitting Friday night, 9 p.m. On the Travel Channel. It's called Haunting in the Heartland. And I need to start right off and ask you, what happened to you to make you want to investigate the paranormal, Steve?
Well, I grew up in a small house in northern Michigan that was very active, had a lot of activity, spanning from shadowy figures, disembodied voices. It would shake the bed at night, you know, to disturb you, wake you up, and pretty much a nuisance, if you will. But then later on, before we finally fled from the house and moved out of there, it got physical, scratches, pushing, and things of that nature.
You know, and again, you know better than anybody, there are two camps. There are the believers and the non-believers. Before we go any further, I should tell you, I'm in the believer camp. So is my wife. She's dealt with some stuff, including witnessed some physical stuff. I've had ghost investigations done at houses I've lived in. And so I'm definitely team believer when it comes to the paranormal. And this stuff can be really unsettling if it becomes an active and almost aggressive haunting.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it can get to a really bad point. I mean, of course, you know, there's, you know, even malevolent human spirits, you know, angry spirits, not so nice people in life are not so nice people in death. And sometimes that can even be amplified. And then, of course, there's the dreaded demonic cases, and those are really nasty.
So the new show, Haunting in the Heartland, I got to ask you, because I can hear it in my head from people listening out there right now, what makes this show different than all the others that are on the landscape of paranormal shows?
Absolutely. Well, you know, we take a very serious, thorough, documentary-style approach to this. And I guess, furthermore, what really sets it apart is we're going to these small rural communities that are affected as a whole, not just one house or one building in that community, but a community-based haunting where several people living in these villages and towns are experiencing the same phenomenon. And so, of course, we're trying to put their fears at ease, trying to validate their claims, but also looking and digging really deep to find the emerging pattern of what is causing these hauntings. You know, what is the greater picture? Is it a tragedy on the land? And, you know, it's very interesting to, you know, that this approach of finding towns that are actually haunted, not just, you know, single buildings.
Right. And I think that's brilliant, because you're looking outside of the box, so to speak. Let's talk about a couple of these communities. The first episode that airs Friday night at 9 p.m. on the Travel Channel takes us to Merrill, Michigan. Can you give us a little tease about what the backstory is there?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, there's a road in this community known as, it's Dice Road, and there's so much activity that centers around this small stretch of road in this rural farm community. The case in which that we're really focusing on with this episode is a pretty large family moved into an old general store. They rehabbed it, started to renovate it, wanted to make it their dream home. And during the renovation process, which, you know, oftentimes this happens with a haunting, they start to renovate the building, they start to knock things down, start to change things, and that awakens something in the house that isn't fond of the disturbances for whatever reasons, even if the motives of the homeowner are pure and genuine to rehab or save the property. Started off with their tools missing, strange sounds, footsteps, things of that nature, and then started to turn into manifestations of full body apparitions showing themselves, starting to scare them, and then sadly to the point where their young granddaughter started to get attacked, you know, physically attacked, scratched by whatever's in the house, and it was basically ready to rip the family apart and drive them out of there.
Yeah, very, very scary stuff. Now, the other community I'm interested in, because it's a little closer to home, is Atchison, Kansas. That's going to be in one of the following episodes. Why do you think, Steve, that Atchison is such a one of the most haunted cities in America, let's say?
Well, you know, it really is, you know, from my research and from being there, it actually reminds me a lot of my city here in Saginaw, Michigan, in a lot of different ways. But, you know, I think the history of Atchison, it's you know, it's a boom town. It's hit, it's missed, it's had triumph, tragedy, a lot of energy there. And you know, even with the fast running river that's right on the community, we know that water is a conduit of activity, and I think that plays a part. It's also on a limestone foundation, which there's a lot of theory that limestone actually kind of conducts and stores this energy, you know, and I am a believer that that could, you know, really play a factor in this. So to me, those would be the reasons.
I got that. Okay. You've obviously encountered so many haunted places. Wichita, little town, has its own hauntings at the Kansas Aviation Museum, the Drury Hotel. There's Theorosa's Bridge just outside of Wichita, just to name a few. What is the most haunted place you have ever investigated up until this point?
The most haunted location. Man, that's going to be that's a tough one. You know, one that comes to mind right off the bat is the historic Potter Street Station here in Saginaw, Michigan.
Yep.
So much activity and this old train station, so many apparitions we've seen and actually caught on film. And, you know, there's a lot of history to that building.
Yeah, and that was one of the actually first episodes of the A Haunting series that really made me feel like you were the more legit out of most of the paranormal shows out there because of the evidence that you were able to catch.
Yeah, it was incredible. In fact, recently, just about a week ago, a Travel Channel series, Paranormal Caught on Camera, actually featured about 10 minutes of our film from the Potter Street Station on there, and that just aired about a week ago.
Nice. All right, one final thing. You're not only a busy paranormal investigator, you are a rapper, a successful rapper. Your stage name is Prozac. I want to know, what scares you more, performing live on stage or investigating paranormal activity?
Well, performing live on stage, honestly, has never scared me. It's I feel very at home doing that.
Okay.
So definitely a lot more hair-raising experiences in these old houses.
All right. I love that. Steve Shippey, Haunting in the Heartland is the new show. Airs Friday night, the premiere on the Travel Channel, 9 o'clock. Watch it. Steve, he knows what he's doing, and it's not hokey. You'll see some pretty amazing stuff, and you won't be disappointed. And, Steve, I look forward to the Atchison, Kansas episode as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.